Good morning again. So we're still on our journey asking, are we there yet? Today we will talk about many different journeys. How many of us trust our GPS as we travel someplace new? I think I've had more arguments with Siri than anyone else in my life. Perhaps you too have become suspicious of your GPS. You're following the directions to a I'm sorry, my voice isn't working and apparently it's now affecting my brain. You're following the directions to a destination where you have never been. Then you're directed to make a turn that doesn't feel right. The directions keep coming, but they don't seem to get you on the right path. It's hard to keep trusting the disembodied voice telling you how to get to your destination. And at this time, we might want to give up or turn it off and use the force, Luke, which often means just do what feels right. This is a recipe for disaster more times than we'd like to admit. Many times on our journey in life, we just need to trust. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, and I use this quote all the time for you, but also in my own life. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Trusting in this love God has for us, not knowing where the journey will lead, but going anyway, is faith in action. I know I've taken many journeys like this, and I'm sure you have too, right? Have you taken some journeys where you weren't quite sure where you were going to end up? Joseph's journey as a parent started off in a very unique way. Our scripture today shares shares some of his inner conflict. Joseph, at first, he just couldn't do it. On his own, he was planning to just walk away from Mary. Trusting in his own wisdom, he was on the brink of saying no. No to his marriage, no to this wild story. He wasn't going to make a fuss, but he just was going to say no. So the funny thing is, Matthew tells us that Joseph was a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace. The problem was that those two things clashed, or at least they used to. Calling people righteous meant that they were obedient to the law, and the law called for public disgrace, at least as it was practiced at the time. So the shame wouldn't rest on Joseph and his family, but on Mary and her family. Though he had resolved to dismiss her quietly, he was at war within himself as he went to sleep that night. It was in this inner conflict that the dream came and an angel spoke to him. And suddenly Joseph knew what to do. Now, a dramatist would want a little more inner struggle debate as Joseph came to his new understanding, but Matthew doesn't indicate any struggle at all. Joseph woke up and did it. He did what? He went against the law in favor of love. Or maybe better, he went against a rigid interpretation of law in favor of the covenant between people and God. Joseph began his journey on faith and love of God. Jesus is our Emmanuel, God with us. God sent us Jesus so that we might know better the heart or love of God. Can you even imagine this ultimate love God has for us? Jesus was not at all what people thought the Messiah would be. He did not come down with a boom of thunder to rule the world, but came as a vulnerable baby. It's funny how we can learn so much about love from the vulnerable. I'm thinking about small children and cats and dogs. They cannot articulate love, but they show and share it graciously. This is how Jesus began, God with us, on a journey to show us love as a vulnerable baby. Maybe God is telling us to love with our vulnerable selves. We are all on a journey to love God and one another and trust that God loves us. In my own life, this plaque that the staff gave me a year or two ago sits outside my door. I hung it right outside my door. You may or may not be able to see it on the right. It says, "Love is spoken here." I chose it to hang it at the front door because I needed a reminder that love is to be spoken inside this door. I also want people who enter to know love is spoken here, and it's a safe place. I live with people of the city. I live in a neighborhood where blue-collar and probably low-end wage workers live, and our houses are close enough together that I do not always hear love spoken in their homes, and it makes me sad. It makes my heart ache for the children who are not always spoken kindly to, or the girlfriend who is sworn at when her boyfriend gets drunk. My prayer is that they can hear what comes from my home as well. My prayer is that they hear love, loving words, love in action. We are asking, are we there yet? Are we the people of God? Are we the people God would like us to be? Probably not fully, but we sure are journeying our hardest toward it. Amen.